आचार्य सिंह रूपिणे श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नामिने अतिमत चरित्राय स्वासितानंद चिपालिने जीव दुखे सदार्थाय नाम प्रेम प्रदायिने वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्रजन्ते प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनीदो सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां चरणन्तिके my obeisance in the lotus feet of my Gurudev Om Vishnu Parashri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and so many humble Dandat Pranam in the lotus of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I think that you should see it all by one. I think that I have told so many Harikathas, beginning in Canada, Vancouver, Sustin Island, and after that, California, Los Angeles, Beijing, and Houston, and after that, Alachua. I have finished my all Harikatha. I have nothing to tell more. Everything is empty. What should I tell? I was thinking, what news should I tell? I saw that there is nothing to tell me. Same wine in?
New bottle.
So same wine in new bottle. I should distribute, because I see most of the devotees are from Bejar, from Los Angeles, from here and there, Alachua. Those who are there, like Puru Maharaj, his wife, or you also, wife of Prabhu, and all. I see the same shrota.
Same audience.
So I'm thinking, very new faces are here, very new, but very few. So I should tell the old Harikatha, say that same as low, but new meaning, new and new, so many meanings will may come. So don't fear. So, in the beginning of Iron Age, this Kali Age, all the rishis of India, almost all the rishis, they assembled at Naimisharanya. And Shut Goswami was there. Poor Shut Goswami. The disciple of Sukadev Goswami. That Shut Goswami was there. And he had heard the Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam, from Shut Goswami Maharaj in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. Here, all the rishis are doing pranam to Krishna. Janamadasya jata anvayadi taratascha abhigya swarat tene brahmhridaya jad kave muhyant surya tejo bharmidam jatha vinmayo jat isargo amrisha dhamna shrein nirast kurukam shattam paramadhin dharma prajyat kaito atra parman nirmat saranam satan vedyam bastum bastum matra bastu shivadam tatrayam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Kate Kimba Parayeshwara Shaddha Varuddhate Atra Pitabhi Shushri Tatkala. And then Nigamakalpataru Galitam Phalam Sukamukadam Vidravasam Pivat Bhagavatam Rasmalayam Muruho Rishika Bhagavatam. After that, doing pranam. By Mangalacharan, Shut Goswami is doing pranam. Sukadev Goswami also beginning doing pranam. And also Vyasadev is doing pranam in Mangalacharan by Vijaya Shloka. Even Narada is also doing pranam. And Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar also. And our Guru Brahma also, because it has come from them. In this world. So all. But here, Shut Goswami is doing. So, from whom this world has been created? From whom it is nourished and supported? And in the end, in which it will all go? He is expert in all arthesu. Anvaya am Adi Vyatire. You know, Krishna has three powers. Chit Shakti, Jeev Shakti, Maya Shakti. Returning that, from whom? Jeev Shakti, in whom this Maya Shakti, Jeev Shakti,
Jeev Jagat,
all Shakti, transcendental powers are there. Chit Shakti, Parashakti, Ladini Shakti, Sambhidhya Ladini. So from Chit Shakti, everything in transcendental world has come out. Come out means here, that transferred. The Shakti is transferred in all. And from Jeev Shakti, all Jivas were liberated or Mayabaddha, all. And from Maya Shakti, all this universe has come. But there is something else, Vyatire. The Jeev, who are really transcendental part of Krishna, they cannot come in this Maya Jagat, material world. But by the influence of Maya, Aghatan Ghatan Patiyasi Shakti. What?
The potency that can make the impossible possible.
So it made that Jeev transcendental part, partial. But he is influenced by this Maya. And he thinks that I am this body and thinking that, oh, this world is mine. Very strange and wonderful. And how he knows that you can come out of this Maya? Abhigya, in awe. Tene Brahma Ridaj Adhukave. He
what?
Inspired the Adhikavi Brahma. So many tattva, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, and all tattvas in these tattvas. All of Suraya, all liberated, even rishis and maharshis are mohiyanti.
What?
Bewildered.
But he inspired. Also he inspired in the heart of Brahma to express Srimad Bhagavatam. Adhikave, Sukadeva Goswami is Adhikave. Inspired in his heart to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam and speak Bhagavatam. Like this, there are so many, not only, so many meanings of this sloka. We have no time, and also the subject is so high that very rare can understand. So here, our subject is something else, so I am not telling all these things. Tejo bar midang jatha jatra banimayo tisargo amrisha dhamna svein sadanirastu kuhukam satyam. Tejo bar midang jatra banimayo. Like in sun rays, sometimes anyone can think that, oh, here is water. But really is no water.
Mirage. Mirage.
That is?
Mirage.
Like a
mirage.
Yeah.
Wow. Like Migdh Trishna.
Reflection.
But it seems. Bari. What? Sometimes. Water. It condensed in birth.
Ice.
And it becomes hard.
Solid.
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 I'm not hearing that.
Solid.
Solid. And if you will throw it out, oh, your head can be broken.
Okay.
Sometimes you have heard that when Duryodhan came in the court, council of Maharaj Yudhishthir, where there was solid, he saw water. And where water,
he saw solid.
He thought that is solid. It may be like that. So, yatra binyamayo tisargo amrisha. Oh, this world is not real. But even by the Maya of Krishna, it seems that it is true by his Maya. But the dham of Krishna, like Vrindavan and Guru Vrindavan and this Vrindavan also. Dhamna svain sada nirastakokam. Oh, that is transcendental. Always with his Swarup Shakti and the bilas of his Swarup Shakti, Parashakti, where he plays with them, all the gopis and gopis, Satyam Paramadhimai. Paramasatyam, oh, that Dham and Krishna, his power and everything, I am dhimani, I am meditating. So after doing pranam, all the rishis there, they began to tell Master Sudh Goswami. Prayena Alpaya Yusha. Sabya Klausmin Jugejana. Manda Asumanda Matayo. Manda Bhagya Yupatrita. Prayena Alpaya Yusha. What meaning? Prayena Alpaya Yusha.
In this age of Kali, Prayana Alpa Ayusa Sabya, all the populace of the world, their lifespan is very short.
You should think that you are in this yoke. Iron is. Kali, Kalaham Lati. Quarrel brings this Kali. Without any reason. Among husband and wife, especially. If they are married today, second day, oh, so many problems will come. And they will try to divorce next day. Third day, they will make divorce. Fourth day, new. Fifth day, again new. Fifth day, more new. So many. With husband, oh, with father and mother. Sons and daughters quarreling. Oh, wait, what?
Guns.
Guns. So many problems. So go on.
In this age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome. They are lazy. They are misguided. They are unlucky. They have no Sukriti. And above all, their minds are always disturbed by unlimited problems. These are the symptoms of the residents, the populace in this age of Kali.
Ah, so, very big problem. Especially those who are sadhu. Oh, all will be against them. And those who are asadhu, not pure devotee, and they are right, Kali Yuga will make them unhappy, joy. And he can send Kali Yuga, Kamsa, Durjodhan, Sishupal, Dantapakka, Kaljavan, Jarasandha, all these demons, and go and attack them. That is it. Oh, then Kali Yuga will come in any shape and he will inspire the disciple against Gurudev. Don't follow him. You should discover anything else and make so many disciples. So Kali Yuga doing all these things. Also, nowadays, there is no substance in Harikatha. Because those who tell Harikatha, speak Harikatha, they are very greedy. They want money. If you give money, then they will tell Harikatha. They will tell that promise how much money you will give for 7 days Harikatha. So, there is no sar and substance in this katha also. And taking this money, they don't practice bhakti yoga. They support and nourish their own family, those who are lusty. Disciples also, with Gurudev, pure Gurudev, they will hear, but then they don't take all these harikatha here, they will be most lusty. They will come only to choose their husbands, new boyfriend. And some also disciples, male, they will come to class for what? For all this. Or anyhow some business. And all the tirth places have become sadless. Sadless means? Why? Because of very bad persons, lusty, quarrelsome, like monkeys. Now they are in dhams everywhere, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in Navadvip. They take eggs, meat and everything, drugs. So fifth places also have become like zero. It is everywhere quarreling. Now we are fear. We are fearing from this Kali Yuga. Oh, please say, please tell us the Hari Katha by hearing that. Atra sadho atra jat sarang samudra. You have heard so many from your Gurudev, from your Guru of your Guru, from so many devotees. You are this also inspired by Baladev Prabhu, no? And by your Gurudev, Vyas and Narad and all you have heard. And you have read all the epics. So, oh sadho, please tell us. Bruhina sadda dhanam jenatma prasam prasidati, by which our soul can be clarified, nirmal, and how it can be happy. Even by chanting name and hearing katha, we are not so happy. Why? Why? So many problems are here. We should try to hear like Parikshit Maharaj. We should try to hear it like Narad Rishi and Bhakti Devi from the mouth of four Kumars. Like Dhundhakari. We should hear from Gokarna. We should try to hear like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should try to hear like Mahaprabhu heard from Raya Ramana. Oh, these are the ways. And all ignorance will go, lust will go, and Krishna Bhakti will come in our heart, and then we can be happy. Samprasidati. And that is why he is telling, Sutta Goswami hearing, he became very happy. And then tell. So, told. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhok khaje ahetukya pratihata jayatma samprasidati. What is the meaning?
By rendering transcendental service to Radhokhaja, the Lord who is beyond material senses, only when such service is rendered without any material cause and without any interruption, at that time one's soul can become happy.
Otherwise, in this world, only some persons are happy, those who are foolish, drunkard, and they have lost their
discrimination.
They can be happy. How? Taking serious drugs, falling down on the
drain.
And dogs washing their mouths with hot water. And they were thinking, I'm monarch of whole world. Like this. So these foolish may be happy. And others, those who are realized soul by chanting and hearing pastimes of Krishna really. Those who have at least attained ruchi to hear Hari Katha, to utter Hari Nam, to chant Hari Nam. They have some taste. Oh, they can realize that they are happy. Otherwise, no third class of person are happy in this world. They must be, their soul will be happy. Otherwise, never. You should try to hear and to practice like this. Don't engage your mind and soul and your all senses in what? Making money, and by that you want to be happy. Never, never. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janate Asu Dharagyam Jnanam Cha Jahed Ahetukam. If you are purely hearing, you are following true bhakti, Sarup Siddha Bhakti, then pretty sure that Bharati and Gyan are bound to come. Renunciation and all kinds of knowledge. Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, Ras Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Radha Tattva, every all kinds of Tattva way they come. They are bound to come and renunciation also will come. Whether he is family life or he is renounced. But this renounce will come. And if not coming, Gyan and Vairagya, then you should see that this is not pure bhakti and there is something loophole in this bhakti. I have been misguided. So not true bhakti. A bhakti will come. Surely. His two sons are bound to come, Gyan and Vairagya. Surely and surely. Srimatam Svakatha. Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha. Hridyam tasto yabhadrani vidunot suhit satam. If you are hearing Hari Katha from the mouth of a high class of Vaishnava, Rashika and Tattvajna, then Krishna will come in the form of Hari Katha in your heart and clarify all kinds of doubts, ignorance, even aparad, offensive, everything. Very soon it will go away. Like a Sadbandhu, very bosom friend. And then Nashta Prayesu Avadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashti. And then Nashta Prayesu Avadresu. What Avadresu? Avadresu means offensive. Big, big offenses. And so many ignorance, doubts. Oh, gradually they will go away. And if he is hearing Bhagavatam with Bhagavat, by the mouth of Bhagavat, but not he is hearing from any of Bhagavat, who is not Bhagavat, really. He must be Bhagavat, Rashika and Tattvajna. Then by hearing Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhagavat Bhaktir Bhavati Nest, then Nestaki Bhakti will come. Surely it will come. Vidyate hridaye granthi chindante sarva samshaya chyante chasya karmani dishte vatmanishvare. Vidyate hridaye granthi. What is hridaye granthi? Hridaye granthi is the granthi. Granthi means knot. Where is the knot? Oh, with the soul to maya. This is knot. To enjoy maya. And this knot is in jiva plus maya. So this is a very what? Knot, very tight knot. If you want to lose it, it will be more tightened. So any expert, like Nanda Baba, like Yashoda Maiya, oh, they can untie. A guru like this, Narad Goswami, can untie. Otherwise, no. Please don't sleep. I know your medicine. Then I will have to apply. So please don't sleep. I know very good medicine for this. I will tell you, you should stand up. And then all will laugh. So don't lose your time. Very good katha will come. Harasi. So, all the kabayo of pure bhakti, they practice bhakti yoga. Vasudeva Bhagavati kuvanta atma prasina, and by that atma may be. Otherwise there is no any other third, second process to be happy. If you are thinking that no suffering should come, you don't do any practice for bringing suffering, but yet old age will come. Yet you will have to die. You don't want. So if for any happiness you are don't practicing, even that will come. Like sorrow, suffering comes. So why to practice so much? For happiness, oh, you should chant, remember. hearing Hari Katha.
Here.
So in the beginning, Sukadeva Goswami told a history, not history, upakhyan, true history, that once Vyasadeva divided Vedas into four Vedas. And he gave it to his disciples to practice. And he also manifested all Upanishads, so many Purans, Mahabharata, and in Mahabharata Gita was also all kinds of Puran. But still he was not feeling happiness. He was thinking that something lacking in my life. Why I am not satisfied? And in the meantime, oh, Narad came. What happened after that? You remember all these things? Oh, you should be ready to speak.
Feeling compassion for the fallen unintelligent in Kali Yuga, he divided Veda into four, then some divided into Brahma Veda, Upanishad Veda, that is the material aspects, the transcendental aspects, compiled and wrote Mahabharata, Upanishads, Puranas, and he also realized them. But still he wasn't satisfied, and he was wondering, why am I not satisfied? At that time, Narada came to him and said, he asked, O Narad, you know everything. You can enter into the internal regions of everything and everyone, just like the air. So I know that you can answer my question, why I'm not satisfied. Narada plainly asked him, you've written everything, but you have not written, or have you written, about the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, how Mother Yasoda twists Krishna's ear and binds him simply by the ropes of her hair. Have you written that? Vyasadeva said, no, I haven't. I haven't realized it, so how can I write it? He's not like us now, that without any realization, we're writing and thinking that we're so great and we can make some name and fame from our writing. I haven't realized, so how can I write? So Narada said, then what have you written? You haven't written anything. Have you written about Rasleela? How although there were billions of gopis in Ras dance, when Radharani left, Krishna left all of them and went to follow her? Have you written how he's bound by the love and affection of the gopis, particularly Radharani, and how he even paints his name on her feet so that his name, knowing that Nam and Nami are one, can always be, he can always be at the feet of Radharani? Have you written that? Vyasadeva said, no, how can I write that? So Narada said, then you haven't written anything, and that's why you're satisfied, you've done nothing. He ordered him...
You have written for so many Dharma Shastra, Ved, Puran and all other things. And you have confused all. That is, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? You have not written. And that Personality of God has so much love and affection for all. You have not written. You have written that we are searching Krishna, our Personality of God, Supreme Lord. But he is searching us, you have not written. He is so much worry and he is weeping for his devotees. And he wants to serve all the devotees. You have not written all these things. You have confused them. That who is Supreme? Lord Shankar or Ganesh or Durga or who is Supreme? You have not clearly told. So all are in doubt. So you should confirm this, that who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he is ocean of rush. And that Swamrani told all these things. Then he practiced Bhakti Yoga. And very soon he realized all these things and he saw in trance all the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And then he wrote like Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he became happy. So, a guru is needed. A guru like Narada Goswami is needed. He is the original guru of in Satya Yug, like Valmiki, he is Guru of Dhruva,
Narada.
He is Narada, he is Guru of Prahlad, oh, Pracheta, and so many, not only one. So he is Guru. And by his instruction following, all became happy. They realized soul and Krishna. Everyone. So, without a guru, you cannot be happy. And from beginning, if you want to be a guru, then you cannot be. Never and never. Try to follow strongly the teachings of your guru. You know, one thing. That Krishna was initiated in the boyhood, you know? Perhaps you don't know. Who initiated him? Bhattaji Shantidini. Never. What he, how he died? A Mayavadi. Never. He only taught him the arts.
64 arts.
He was not Guru. Bhaguri was his Guru in boyhood. Nand Baba. Yes. He took him, Nand Baba, told that, oh, you should be initiated with Bhaguri. And he gave mantra. What mantra he gave? Oh, Radha mantra. And at once having this mantra, Krishna became faint, senseless. Yeah? You have read in Jiva Dharma, Vijay Kumar,
Prajana.
And Prajana. When they received the diksha from his Guru, oh, they saw Krishna in mantra. You have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu was initiated by his Gurudev, by Gopal mantra. And then, how he became? Became mad. Each, let us be, used to be, oh Krishna, very beautiful. And he used to run after to catch hold. But gradually they used to go back and when he used to run to quickly embrace, oh, at once they used to be
disappear.
And then beating and beating. Rolling down on the earth. Oh, where you are, like this. And then he went to his Gurudev and told, oh Gurudev, what mantra you have given that I have become mad, totally mad? Sometimes, singing, sometimes dancing, sometimes rolling on the earth. Then Gurudev embraced me and told, oh, this is the fruit, real fruit of this mantra. If one is not realizing, he is not perfect disciple. So now I am very much satisfied and very happy that a disciple like you have realized this mantra. Oh, you should all try to realize this. You know that when? Oh, but there in Braja, Krishna has no upanayan.
No sacred thread.
No sacred thread, this. Oh, it is given in that sect, when a Vaishya, only at the time of marriage, before marriage. When he will be, there are some rules and regulations for. So when he was initiated in Mathura by the priest of
Vasudev Maharaj,
who was he?
Gargacharya.
He wanted to change the mood of Krishna, that Krishna is son of Devaki and Vasudev. So it was very essential to go this. So this is called sanskar. Without sanskar, it cannot be done, anything. So Vasudev and all his Mathurabasi wanted to give a sanskar in Krishna, that Krishna and Baldev, that they should know that, they are son of Devaki and Vasudev, and he is really from Mathura. He is not son of Nanda and Yashoda. So quickly they wanted, and they did it. At that time, Gargacharya was giving this second sacred thread to Krishna, Upanayan. And what he gave? That time, Brahma Gayatri. You know, Brahma Gayatri, it is given to all those who are Brahmins, those who are Kshatriya, and those who are Vaishya. In see, in India, even it is going on, but not like before. So he get, and at once what he became? Krishna. At once he became saint again. Why? Oh, this mantra is of Radhika. Really, Brahma Gayatri. Gayatri is what gender?
Feminine gender.
Yes. Gayatri. Feminine gender. So the deity of this mantra is what? Feminine gender. Not any male, not Krishna, or not son, not anything. You should know all these new things. No? You should not down in your heart forever. And it will help you so much. So he breaks Brahma Gayatri. So Brahma, Gayatri means the Gayatri, the power of Brahma. Brahma Gayatri is called. Divided into three sections. And to whom meditate here? Dhimahi. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Dev means Supreme Lord. And his power is called Bharga. So who you see? Bharga of Krishna, the power of Krishna, attribute of Krishna, the Parashakti of Krishna, oh herself Radhika. So he should meditate. Dhiyo Jona Prachodaya. So it was manifest as is. So here this mantra is for Radhika, and when Gargacharya told, at once Krishna became? This, the deity of this mantra came at once in his heart, and he saw Radhika and became faint. All thought became also more, and he came in his senses. Then Gargacharya told, now you are initiated, and now you can go to your mothers and mothers, father and fathers, so many mothers. And so many fathers also, all old person like. So you should go first to your mother and beg something after this. And when he told, oh, he was searching someone, mother, where is my mother, mother, mother. Then he was ready to give some, what? Alms. What alms? So many mani mukta, jewels.
Alms and jewels.
But Krishna was searching. Oh, mother has promised me, Mother Yashoda, that he will fulfill your jholi, bag means this, with the jewels. Where is my mother? Mother, and he again began to say.
Shri Guru is saying that there are two types of sadhana.